me. They said it me. After. Now that means he's talking about his resurrection. You see, after he resurrected from the dead, he appeared unto the 11. Now listen, folks, you know that the book teaches, the record teaches, that Judas went out and hung himself. Right. And the son of perdition, he was the son of perdition, right, that was lost, mm-hmm, you understand, went out and hung himself, mm-hmm, before Messiah died. Right. Is that right? Yeah. And then if he had went, you know, if he was dead and buried, you understand, Judas was dead and buried, you see, you understand? Then when Christ raised from the dead and appeared to them, or Messiah appeared to them, it had to be the 11 like Mark said.
Right.
You see that now? You see, but now over here they're saying Paul said to after, he asked to appear to the 12. And last of all he appeared to me, that would be 13. Do you see it?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, do you see it? You see, when one of them made the mistake, they just run it on, kept it running on, they didn't say 12. You see, now let me show you. Now let me show you. The catching. Show you how you can check it good. Now you see, after he resurrected, he was here 40 days, walking around among them, living. And all during them 40 days, you see, Judas still laying out there dead. Mm-hmm. You see, when he stepped aboard a cloud and ascended, Judas is still dead. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then while he's, after his ascension, mm-hmm, see, the 11, you got it right there in Acts of Apostles, the 11. You understand? Then they cast lots, you understand, for to somebody to fill Judas's place.
Right, right.
You see? You get the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now what I'm saying is, after his resurrection and his dying on earth 40 days, he couldn't appear to nobody but the 11 clowns until he ascended. See, he couldn't appear to them, the 12th, because Judas was dead. Mm-hmm. Now, you see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul said over here that after he resurrected, you understand, so you got it, you understand, he appeared unto the 12th. And after the last of all, he was seen to me. Is that when you got your book?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an error.
Right.
See how sharp you have to be to find it? Get it? I could just go through a lot of places and point out such things as that. You see, all in our Christendom, they've been reading over that for centuries. See, ever since the Tyndale and Wycliffe and them translated the Bible, see? You understand? And reading over, and every translator come along, make that same mistake, go right on. You see? Did you see it now?
Yeah.
Now, they chose Matthias to take the place of Judas after the ascension.
Right.
You see? So he didn't appear to the 12, it was to the 11, as Mark said. You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that you have here is a biography. It is not the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
See, now they have been making that error and that mistake for so long. Understand? Until the people have crystallized it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a biography. The Acts of the Apostles is a history. The epistles are instructions and corrections. You understand? Understand? And then they are teaching the meaning of the scriptures back over there.
Right.
You understand? Now that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
See? Revelation is a prophetic book. You understand? That's correlated. Mm-hmm. Now, most of them will say with Daniel. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right.
Say Daniel, Revelation is a companion book to Daniel. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And they never even give it a thought that it was to Moses, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've never seen a script in my life that says it was a companion to Moses. But, and yet, still, that's what John was out there on, mm-hmm, was to verify and to confirm. And the biggest thing that he wrote had reference to what Moses.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
You see how bad you can be all twisted up on the thing?
Mm-hmm.
See? Christendom is a mess. And I mean it is a genuine mess, too. Now, let me get back to what I'm talking about. Now, God made the devil like that. You see?
Mm-hmm.
He made him according to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. You understand? He made him wise enough to twist and to tangle up these scriptures. Mm-hmm. You understand? And to misrepresent things. You understand? He made him wise enough to do that. You understand? Now listen. Listen closely. And I'll get on in after my son. You see? Now listen. You see, your call, and I told you that when he approached Messiah, and he got there in the wilderness, he approached him with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled the thing all up, said, it's written.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And Messiah said, you understand? Well, let me tell you what he said. Something he said is written. Said, it is written that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy foot against a stone.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Messiah didn't say that wasn't written.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he said. You understand? He said it's also written. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's written that thou shalt worship the Lord. And him only shalt thou serve.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now the Satan is serving in the capacity in which he was generated from, or created from. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's slick, he's sly, evasive, you understand? And now God made him like that. You see? And he's out here in the pulpits and everything, you understand? And he's preaching. They're saying holiness, preaching holiness, and he's preaching this, and he's preaching that, and he's preaching the other. Now, he made him like that.
Yes.
Now, you see, you'll be deceived and fooled by that. If you don't understand. You understand? If God don't reveal it to you, you're messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then you get all crystallized in that thing. You see? Circumscribed, you know, that's surrounded, you understand? And brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you just think. You just think that you're on your way to heaven, and you understand? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
And here you have a hallucination, a delusion,
mm-hmm.
you understand? And an imagination, you see? And none of it genuine, it won't stand the test. You see? Now let me say this to you too. Now when Messiah was alone, walking around in the flesh, he said to Peter, and them, that's Dan K. Furman. Now you watch what I'm going to say and look close at it. He said, now who do men say that I am? Now he asked him what the other fellow said that he is. And some of them said Jeremiah, Isaiah, or John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew had been beheaded, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the other prophets that have risen.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now that's what they answered his question by telling him that's what they other fellows say. Then of course he comes to say, that, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And Simon Bar-Jonah spoke up and said, I say that thou art Yahshua, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And he said unto him, he said that I say that you are Peter,
mm-hmm.
or Cephas,
mm-hmm.
which means one and the same. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And upon this rock I build my church. Now look, here's what I want you to see in that now. See, now he said that to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now the devil was in Peter right then.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and if you read right on down,
mm-hmm.
They say, right now, if you don't think it's there, if you challenge,
mm-hmm.
if you challenge, I will read.
Mm-hmm.
See, and as they went on, see, on their journey. Now, Peter done told him, you know, that I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put it like you have it
mm-hmm.
in your King James Version. He said,
mm-hmm.
now he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Get the point? You see, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Now, the Roman Catholic Church then gets the thing. You see, that the church is built on Peter. And Peter is the rock upon which the church is built. From that same. Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't deny. You understand that he didn't say that to Peter.
Right.
You understand? He said it to Peter. You understand? And he also said to Peter, as Peter told him, as he was telling them about, in the same conversation, as he was telling them about that the Son of Man is going to be crucified and what not and so forth, same boy Peter. You see, now they don't say nothing about this. Same boy Peter. Peter said, no, nothing like that going to happen to you. You understand? And he said to the same man, Peter, get thee behind me safe, right?
See?
You see? Now, you wouldn't think that he was going to build his church on Satan. Get the point? Now, what it was in Peter was Satan. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, listen to close what I'm fixing to say. It was Satan that was cast out of heaven. That was in him. Messiah knew it. You see? Now, Satan in him was trying to tell him what wasn't going to happen to him. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Well, it was written in the scriptures what had to happen.
Right.
And it couldn't be nobody else but the devil. Right. But since I told you one thing, you understand? You understand? About, I say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and upon this rock I build my church. You understand? Then they went and put that upon Peter. And they said, well, he was talking to Peter. You understand? So then they built it on that. Now, look how many millions of people are deceived by it. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, here's something else he said to him. You see? That you're Peter. Now, listen, and he said it to Peter. See, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose in heaven shall be loose on earth. Mm-hmm. Now look, buddy, he said that to Peter.
That's right.
He said, all I said, he said to Peter. Mm-hmm. But you see, now, you not realizing why he said what he said to Peter. You see, that's why you get in trouble. Because the devil come back and he showed that up to you that he did say it to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now look, John says in the 19th or 20th chapter of John, he says that Cephas, or Peter, means a stone.
Right?
Now listen, folks, now I'm trying to get you to see how deceptive and evasive, you understand, and how this thing, Satan has got to be cast out of heaven and he's come on down through the Garden of Eden. All the way down to the Garden of Eden. And when Messiah was here, he chose 12 and one of them was the devil. He knew it. You understand? Now then, that thing had to continue. Had to continue on here. See, Judas, that Satan was manifested in here. And see, one of them is the devil. Now listen, there you go. See, but now when Judas died, you understand? That spirit that was manifested in that body, see, it had to continue on through here.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, and come on down to the end of this present. You understand? Now when Messiah was here, at the end of this age here, at the end here, see, Messiah pointed him out. Right? Now you've got to come down to the end here. You understand? Now this day that we talked to you about Wednesday night, it couldn't come. Except there come a falling away first. And that same satanic spirit that has been cast out of heaven and come all the way down. Uh-huh. It showed up at the end, at this end. You see? Now the reason why Messiah said what he did to them, he said directly to Peter. You see? Then they went and grabbed what he said to Peter. He didn't say it.
Right.
Don't say he didn't say it because he did. It's written.
Mm-hmm.
Get the point? But they don't see the reason why he said it to Peter. Just like giving him the keys to the kingdom. See? Now the devil grabbed that on the side here, and it had to continue. That's the reason why he said it that way. You see? You understand? Now, we said that Peter meant a stone. Is that right? You understand? Now look, John meant a stone is a stone too. In other words, Peter's not the only stone.
Right.
You understand? Now here's what Pete said. See? Peter said, if you don't think it's that, I will read it to you. Peter said, ye are lively stones.
Right.
In the building.
Right.
So he wasn't the only stone that wasn't in the building.
Right.
You see? Get the point? But he knew that Satan was back there. And come on through here with him. Put it on him. Now Paul looks at it, and this is what he said. Said, we are building upon the foundation, listen, of their prophets and apostles. Say, listen, and Jesus Christ himself, I'm just trying to tell you as it is in your Bible, it's Joshua the Messiah. Jesus Christ himself, not Peter, but Jesus Christ himself, you understand, is the chief cornerstone in which all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord for a habitation of God through the Spirit. You understand? John looks at it out on the Isle of Patmos. There was 12 foundation stones, you understand, with the names of the apostles, all of them in it. You understand what I mean? 12 foundations, not three. You understand? You see? You get it now? Now look back again, as Dr. Carroll was talking to you about it. John 2:19.
Mm-hmm.
See, now try to study people. See, because I'm trying to show you how the devil will trick you. Yeah, see, now, John 2:19 says this. See, destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days. They thought that he was talking about the temple that set out. After all, you know, the Herodian, the temple of the figure of Solomon. That's what they thought he was talking about. But John explained this back here, the temple of his body. Well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. See, Peter could not be the only stone in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it, you understand. Did you hear it? He just couldn't be. And then the sign said, there's some more stones in there. You get the point? And them stones was hewn out there in the quarry. You understand? But Satan will bear it and come along, you see? And that's why Messiah said it to him like it is. See, because that mystery of iniquity had to come on through here. See, it's got to come on down to the end. He also said to Peter, I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. He said that to Peter, too.
Right.
See, the devil grabbed that. You understand? Mm-hmm. And now then here he says, over there in the back, I got the keys.
Mm-hmm.
See, him crossed in the crown. You understand? Christ said to Peter, I give unto thee the keys to the kingdom. And whatsoever you bind on in heaven will be bound on earth, will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you bind, and vice versa. You understand? And he did say it.
That's right.
You see? And that soon, well, then, Pete, you see, now I'm occupying the chair of Peter. Succession of the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now they're coming on down, showing it back here, coming on down. From the Garden of Eden, you understand? All the way down to the king. And all the way down. Now this is what Messiah said to his disciples. You see, if you don't think that's in the book, I'll read it. You understand?
It's there
in the scribes and the Pharisees that I did say.
That's right.
You see? And that soon, well, then, Pete, you see, now I'm occupying the chair of Peter. Succession of the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now they're coming on down, showing it back here, coming on down. From the Garden of Eden, you understand? All the way down to the king. And all the way down. Now this is what Messiah said to his disciples. See, if you don't think that's in the book, I'll read it. You understand? It's there in the scribes and the Pharisees that I could set in Moses' seat.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
See, now they thought Moses was a the mediator between God and Israel, you understand? They wanted to be the top dog. And see, well, that thing has got to come all the way through. See, it is not Moses. You see, it is, you understand? It's God. You understand? Mm-hmm. But that thing has got to come all the way through. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees, before he died, wanted to sit in Moses, you see. You see, and that thing is going to be fulfilled. Then, you see, they think that Peter's a hype, the dog in the meat house. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm trying to give it to you in just common breakdown, so you can see what I'm talking about. Then they want to sit in a high one seat, you know, that they thought that the Christ gave the authority to. So then that means that they appeal with that, and they are going to be the successors to it. And he's got the keys and the crown and all, see? Mm-hmm. You see? Now, I told you before, I said God made him wise. Mm-hmm. You understand? And now that's the reason why he's saying these things, too, directly to Peter. Now, that don't mean that the rest of them didn't have the keys. It didn't mean, I've already told you about the rest of them with stones, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, and I showed you the temple, and there was more than one stone in that. You understand? You see? Get the point? Mm-hmm. Pete wasn't a boss. Now, what he's doing is taking the place of. Mm-hmm. See, that's what makes him Antichrist or Anti-Messiah. Mm-hmm. Is because he's taking the place of. See, now that thing has got to be exposed. Mm-hmm. See, and it's got to be shown up. Now, the keys, I don't want to miss that one, too. See. Now, here he is. No, he said that to Peter. Now, here he is giving them all the keys. Mm-hmm. Every last one of them. See, you remember, I told you, listen, I told you right in the same conversation where he had said, I say it's our Christ.
That's right.
And the Son of the living God. And as they went on right in the same conversation, he spoke up and the Messiah was telling about how he'd be crucified, and the same fellow, Peter, spoke up and said, you understand? You see, none of them things don't happen to you. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. You see what I'm talking about? You see that? Mm-hmm. Now he says, now he's talking about the keys. Giving him the keys. You see? Now you see what it was. Now when? I might say this. When did his father? Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. He says, now flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you. But my father, which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Now when did my father, which is in heaven, reveal this unto you? Mm-hmm. Now here's what you must see. Mm-hmm. Now, you must see Pete wasn't back there then, as a man. You understand? No, what Pete wasn't back there. You see? When this thing was revealed, you understand? Now, here's where it happened at. You see? Now, Satan was cast out of heaven. You understand? 12th chapter of Revelation. He's cast out of heaven. You understand? You see that now? Now this devil that was cast out of heaven comes right down there in the Garden of Eden. And I had you to be very, very particular with just even one word. In the 3rd chapter of Genesis, you find this. That old serpent, Moses starts in with that old serpent. You understand? Right out of a clear blue sky. You understand? You don't read nothing. He just starts right there and says, now that serpent was more subtle than the woman. He didn't tell you where he come from or nothing. Did he?
No.
Now Messiah said, you remember I told you, he said, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. See, now this is why he was cast out. That same spirit that was in old Peter then, you see, that's when he was cast out, that's where his father revealed it. You understand? Him back there. Revealed it to the devil that was in him. He said, now flesh and blood, God is spirit. You see, it was a spirit that revealed. As you see, flesh and blood, it wasn't this. You see, it was revealed to the devil that was in him, like when he was cast out and appeared in the garden and beaten down. You see that? And that's why he said, get thee behind me, Satan, because he recognized what it was in him. Get the point? You see it? But he had to say all them things to him. Because this mystery of iniquity's got to come all the way through. And that's what you are faced and confronted with, and you are studying about all the time. You understand? Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to detect it, now let me get the keys. You see? He said to Peter, I'll give unto thee the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose will be loose. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now I tell you, here he is. See, now remember. You see, what I just got through telling you, see, when Peter took him and began to say, upbraid him, and say that none of them things don't happen, he's telling about how he's going to be crucified and whatnot. You understand? You see that now?
Yeah.
Well, now, Pete didn't understand that. You understand what I'm talking about? Or the devil in. You understand? And he said, no, 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 don't get excited about that. He said, we'll get you. Mm-hmm. Get the point? Mm-hmm. And then he turned around, and he said, thou savest not the things that be of God. See, the scriptures was written and they had to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. See, that's why he's telling them about how the scriptures, it had to be fulfilled. Now here he is, giving them the keys. Mm-hmm. Not Matthew, but Luke. Mm-hmm. 24:44. See, giving Pete the keys.
Yes,
getting all the rest of them keys. You understand? Right along. Mm-hmm. See?
And he said unto them,
mm-hmm.
These are the words which I spake unto you.
Now, follow. These are the words. Remember, I just got through telling you the words.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them about how he had to go there, be crucified, and so forth and so on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter spoke up and said, nothing like that going to happen. That was the devil in him, you understand? You see that now? He told him, get me behind me, because I'll save it's not the things of God. See, in other words, what is written in the scriptures. You see the point?
Because
mm-hmm. the scriptures had said what's going to happen to him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, truthfully, surely the Son of Man goes away in the scriptures. The other thing, he just happened. He fulfilled it. You understand? And so he had to die according to the scriptures. And they resurrect from the dead according to the scripture. You understand what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about? And but Peter couldn't help that. You understand what I'm talking about? Now here he is. See, now he's done resurrected from the dead. Now here he is with them keys. See, here he is with keys. Now there they are, the 11 of them. See, that's Pete Longworth. You understand? Now these are the words. Remember how he told Peter right there, you know, he'd give him the keys?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They're right in the same conversation. Now here he is giving the keys. Read. These are the things.
These are the words which I spake unto you
mm-hmm.
while I was yet with you.
Mm-hmm.
That all things must be fulfilled
mm-hmm.
which were written in the law of Moses
mm-hmm.
and in the prophets.
Mm-hmm. In the law and in the prophets.
And in the Psalms.
And in the Psalms.
Concerning me.
Mm-hmm. You see, read on that there.
Then opened he their understanding.
Now you see that? Then opened he Pete's understanding.
They might understand the scripture.
Oh, no, they're open. He Pete's understanding about this thing, you know, there wasn't going to be, you understand? You get the point? Then he opened he there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's giving them the key.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one key. The law is one key. The prophecy is another key. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Now, then, the law and the prophecy had to be fulfilled by him. You understand? And now then you have to search the scriptures and whatever the scriptures say. You understand? That's what has to happen to me. You understand? So when he's telling them about it, then Peter, good, and then but the key has to die. Now he comes up and he tells them and says, he gives them the keys, you understand? And tell them whatsoever he finds and rise from the dead. You understand? The third day. All right, read.
And that
repentance and remission should be preached in his name.
Among all nations.
Read.
Beginning at Jerusalem.
You see? You understand? Now you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That remission of sin should be preached. Now look, here's a mess, here's another mess. Said, now whoso sins, ye remit. Now see,
mm-hmm.
on earth
mm-hmm.
shall be remitted in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See? And now here he is, he's sitting up here thinking that the Pope has charge, and whoever sins, he remits.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say Pope, but said that's what he's talking about. Whoever sins, he remits.
Mm-hmm.
They shall be remitted.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where he missed the boat. See, the boat went just straight on by. Now you see, he told them, now you go back to Jerusalem and you stay right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you leave. You stick around there. You understand? Said, and then he told them before then. He said, now, he said, I go to prepare a place for it. I go away and I'll come again. Come to you and receive you unto myself. That's where I am, there you be also. Listen, he said to them also, don't take no thought of what you shall say. Don't worry about it. And he didn't leave no written records, no nothing for them to go by. You understand? He didn't write no books. You understand? You don't see nothing of pen scratches he left. You understand what I'm talking about? He didn't write nothing like that. You see, why? He said, now, I said, all things whatsoever I have said unto you during them 3.5 years that he's fulfilling the law and prophets. See? See? What's going
to
happen?
I'll bring them back
to your remembrance. So don't worry about it. I'll bring it back to your remembrance. You understand? All them things that I said to you during 3.5 years. You see? You understand? Now that's something to think about. Don't make no record, don't take no nothing, you understand? And now he's going to bring it back to remember. Now here's the point I want you to get you to see. Now this is it. See, when he said, whoso sin ye remit, they shall be remitted. And whatever you bind in there, you understand? And all that. Now this is what the devil didn't see. You understand? This is what the folks didn't see. He said, now, the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You understand? This isn't that in the closeness. Whom the Father, God,